Coach, general manager Andrew Millen from the Canmore Eagles. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good, thanks, Rob.
Let's talk about Tuesday night's game versus the Okotoks Oilers. Can you break that one down for us?
Yeah, that's a tough breakdown. We got scored on early and on a pretty lucky goal for them and found ourselves behind the eight ball a little bit throughout the game. And I thought our guys battled back and played consistently. I was quoted as saying we probably had too much power play time in the second period, and that kind of got us a little stale and frustrated when we didn't score. But, you know, I give our guys credit. They battled hard for 60 minutes and went all the way through to a shootout.
Let's talk a little bit about Coy Prevo, because he suffered a pretty significant ear injury, I understand. How's he doing?
You know what? Coy's doing great. He's a tough kid. He's not funny, but the funny part is the shift before, he took a puck to the mouth, and our trainer glued him up and put him back out there. The next shift he went out there, he got the puck in the ear, and it ended up cutting his ear almost off, but took about 14 stitches to put it back on, and he went home and then took the next day off, and he practiced yesterday with a bandage on the ear. So he's a tough kid. He's a competitor. He wants to play, you know, every game, so that's the kind of character we have in our locker room, is guys like Coy.
A few other veterans on the shelf right now, Kyle Pauls, Hildebrand, Mumby. Any updates on them?
They're all going to be just getting close to day-to-day other than Hildebrand. He's got a bulged disc in his back that's causing him some problems, and we don't have a definite timeline on him, but we know it's not going to be anytime soon. And then Mumby and Palsy are both day-to-day. I mean, Kyle Pauls probably play tonight, battle through a little bit of an injury he's been dealing with since the beginning of the year when he broke his wrist. And Mumby, again, a little shoulder injury that we just want to make sure we're 100% correct when he comes back.
Let's talk a little bit about a player who's been really making an impact. He's been the game star for the Eagles for the three games in a row now. He started to quietly make an impact late last season, and now he's the Eagles' leading scorer. What can you tell us about Matt Forchuk?
That's something we knew Matt had the potential to do when we recruited him. I mean, he's a skilled player. He's got high-end vision. He competes so hard. You know, he doesn't let his size interfere with his compete, and he's got the ability to beat you in a lot of different ways because he can play physical, and that can intimidate. He's got great speed. That can intimidate, and he's got great vision and hands. So he's a complete player that can really offer a lot on any given night. And we had expectations for Matt coming into this year, and he's probably exceeding those a little bit, but he's also on pace with what we sort of thought he would do over time.
Canmore Eagles are playing two games at home this weekend. Tomorrow night, the Mustangs are in town. Tonight, it's the Camrose Kodiaks, South Division leading team. What do you know about this year's Kodiaks?
Well, they're like every other year. They're going to work extremely hard. They're going to play a physical game. They're going to play an in-your-face style of hockey. I got a chance to watch them up at the showcase, and they've got great goaltending, stingy defense. I mean, it's going to be a good game, and we're going to have to be at our best.
Puck drops at 7 o'clock both tonight and tomorrow night at the Rec Center. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show, and best of luck to the Eagles this weekend.
Thanks, Rob.